Hey dear rain, you come again to make the earth seem new. You make the world a better.
That song is from a video on the internet about the Foyer de Sion orphanage near Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Sitka resident Sherry Mayo is sitting at her dining room table on this cloudy morning, watching it and remembering a trip she took in 2006.
You know, the kids just seem a lot cleaner and more well-kept than they were when we were there. And I can see that the conditions have improved a lot for the kids since my visit down there. And I think this was filmed in 08, so that'd be 2 years. And you can see that they've gotten new cribs once they'll show some photos in the orphanage here.
Mayo has a photo of her own. It's black and white, and it shows her then 16-year-old son, August, sitting among cribs and children on a visit to the orphanage back in 2003. After August died in 2005, Mayo and her son, Cedar, decided to make the trip themselves.
It was kind of a memorial trip, you know, for August, and to be able to see this place that he had visited that I knew had impacted him.
So when news of the earthquake in Haiti reached Mayo, her first thoughts were of the orphanage and the children she'd met during her 2006 visit.
They've been in the process of building a new orphanage, a new structure outside of Patientville, further out in the country, where the weather is cooler.
She doesn't know the status of the new building. Foyer de Sion, which was started by a man named Gesno Marty and his wife Marjorie, had three buildings when Mayo visited, one in Port-au-Prince, another in nearby Patientville, and a third in Leoganche, about 20 miles west of Port-au-Prince. As far as she knows, the building in Port-au-Prince survived the quake, and the one in Patientville did not. She's not sure about the building in Leoganche. As for the children...
Actually, just this morning, I got some positive news that they are all okay. And there were some deaths in Gesno's family. But other than that, the children fared all right.
Mayo says it's not uncommon for children in the orphanage to have parents who are still alive. In many cases, the parents give up the children because they can't afford to care for them. In the orphanage, Mayo saw children getting a chance at a normal life through nutrition and education and social interaction with others.
You know, they always like people to hold the kids, you know, because the staff is so busy with just keeping them clean and feeding and washing. I mean, they have to hand wash all the clothes, or they did at that time. And so there's a lot of work to do. So they always appreciate having people there just for the kids, you know, to engage them in play and to hold the babies.
She says learning that the children are all right is a small piece of good news in a country that needed it, even before the earthquake.
You know, it's rather mind-boggling because my impression of Port-au-Prince is that it initially was in a state of disrepair, you know, and they... Of course, they have several hurricanes a year that run through there. a lot of the buildings are only halfway constructed. You know, there's always rubble and garbage in the streets, so I can only imagine what it must look like now, you know.
Reporting from Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.